don't mix. Amen. I'm looking at you already. It ain't my fault. Whatever you finna do, ain't got nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with that chicken you ate back yonder. Amen. Amen. All I ask is, let's be fair. If I got to be up, you got to be up. That's fair. I'm really not worried about you. I'm worried about that person sitting next to you. Amen, somebody. Now, don't look, because they just might be looking at you. Amen. Very quickly. Judges chapter 3. Judges chapter 3. Just a word or two. We bid you good afternoon. Judges chapter 3. I'll give you 15, 20 minutes to find Judges. Judges chapter 3. I await your arrival at verse number 31. Judges 3. This is the reading that's translated by the New American Standard. And after him came Shamgar, the son of Anath, who struck down 6,000 Philistines with an ox gourd. And he also saved Israel. In just a few moments this afternoon, I want to talk about how the ordinary can do the extraordinary. How the ordinary can do the extraordinary. I think one of God's favorite things is taking somebody other people would dismiss and doing something significant with him. I think God just loves. I think it's a great pastime of God to take a nobody and make him somebody. Are y'all listening to me? I love to study Bible characters. And I really love to discover those Bible characters we don't hear much about, whose names don't ring out to us like others. If I were to mention the name of David, it would ring out. If I were to mention the name of Paul, that tent maker from Tarsus, his name would ring out. If I would call out the name of Peter, that much faltering but much forgiving follower of Jesus, his name would ring out. But if I were to mention Shamgar, his name doesn't ring out. There's a church in town that had a wonderful bell tower, and on the hour the bell would ring, but their regular bell ringer got sick. And they had to hire somebody to take his place, and he was climbing up the bell tower. He slipped and fell, hit his head on the bell, passed out. And the ambulance came, and they were asking questions about him. So, what's his name? Preacher of the church says, I don't know, but his face sure ring a bell. Y'all ain't gonna help me? Well, Shamgar's name doesn't really ring a bell, but he is an ordinary man who did extraordinary things. And I want to tell you how you can do the same thing. It is unfortunate that many people don't mind meandering in mediocrity. Many people don't mind being average. I submit to you that when you are average, you are as close to the bottom as you are to the top. God wants us to excel. He wants us to advance. He does not want us to meander in the valley of mediocrity. I want to leave with you this afternoon how you can do extraordinary things, even if you are just an ordinary person. Three things right there in the text, and I bid you a good afternoon. First, if you're going to do extraordinary things, you have to have the confidence to start where you are. You have to have the confidence to start where you are. We meet Shem God. Shem God is a farmer. He's not in the army. He's not a soldier. He's a farmer. But the Bible says Shem God also delivered Israel. He's not in Gideon's army. How does he deliver Israel? I'll tell you how. He started right where he was. He's not on the battlefield. He's out farming. But every time a Philistine soldier crossed his farm, he got them. The Bible says 600 of them did it. And he got them. Here's my point. My point is, there are a lot of people who declare what they would do for God if they were someplace else. Man of God, ever give me that new job? No. If you ain't faithful where you are, you won't be faithful if you move someplace else. You cannot start where you are not. You can only start right where you are. You have to have the confidence to start where you are, wherever it is. Sometimes we are born into some difficult situations. But I submit to you this afternoon that just because you're born into a mess doesn't mean that mess is born into you. It's not really as important as what is around you as it is what is within you. And if what is within you is right, it helps you overcome whatever is about you. Listen, what is about you is not as important as what you are about. You have to start right where you are. Here's the second one. And if I was in Memphis at the Boulevard, they'd pass out thinking I was moving that quick. Here's the second. Not only must you have the confidence to start where you are, you have to have the courage to use what you have. Shem God has neither sword or shield or spear. He's not in the army. But just because he has sword or shield or spear does not mean he didn't go to work. Shem God decided, just because I don't have a sword doesn't mean I don't have something. Just because I don't have a shield doesn't mean I don't have something. Just because I don't have a spear does not mean I don't have something. What I have to do is I have to use what I have. You know what he had? He had an ox goad. It was an iron instrument with a pointy a tip that they would use to goad oxen. That's why they called it ox goad. That makes sense, doesn't it? And what Shem God did was every time a Philistine crossed the farm, he got it. He decided not to wait till he had a sword. He decided to use what he has. Here's an important principle. If we were to do great things for God, we have to be willing to use what we have. Your kin people in Memphis love to talk about what they would give to God if they had. God wants to know, what are you willing to give with what you have? A preacher went and visited a farmer who had been missing church, and the farmer loved to brag about his faithfulness. The farmer said, you know, preacher, man, if I had $2 million, I'd give the church $1 million. Preacher looked over across the way and saw two pigs in a pen. He said to the farmer, what would you give the Lord if you had two hogs? The farmer said, now listen, that ain't fair. You know I got two hogs. See, man, people love to promise the Lord something that they don't have. You can't give the Lord what you don't have. You have to be willing to use what you have. Here's a principle that you ought to write down on the tables of your heart. If you use what you have, God will bless what you have. Use what you have, even if it's a jawbone of a donkey. Use what you have, even if it's just a slingshot and 5 stones. Use what you have, even if it's just 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Just use what you have. You may not be able to sing like angels. You may not be able to preach like Paul. But all you can tell the love of Jesus and how he died for all, just use what you have. If you can't preach, pray. If you can't sing, come. I'm in that crowd. I must be the only one up in here in that crowd. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, lean. If you can't lean, wait. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings of eagles. They'll run and not get weary. They'll walk and not faint. Just use what you have. You have to have the confidence to start where you are. You have to have the courage to use what you have. And finally, you have to have the commitment to do what you can. Everybody can't do everything, but everything can do something. Are y'all listening to me? Shamgar could only kill 600 of the Philistines. And that is exactly what he did. He did what he could. If we're going to do the extraordinary, every one of us are going to have to be able to start where we are. We got to be able to use what we have. Then we have to be willing to do what we can. We can't do everything. But just because we can't do everything doesn't mean we ought not do something. I tell people in Memphis, listen, some people aren't very good at talking. They're not very good at sharing. And I say, listen, you don't have to do that. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You want to be a soul winner. You can't talk well, but you can cook. Tell you what you do. Cook potato pie. Invite your friend over and me over. We'll eat pie and I'll do the talking. How about that? Y'all ain't listening to me. I'm saying do what you can. Amen. Just because you can't do something doesn't mean you can't do everything. Doesn't mean you can't do something. Find out what you can do for the kingdom's sake. Because only what you do for Christ will last. The end of life's journey. I want the Lord to say, you did what you could. You didn't have the gifts of others. But you did what you could. You didn't have the skills of others. But you did what you could. And I don't know how y'all feel about it. At the end of life's journey, I just want to hear the Lord say, well done. And listen, if you want the Lord to say, well done, that means you're going to have to do well. Am I right about it? You're going to have to start where you are. You're going to have to be able to use what you have. And you're going to have to be able to do what you can. Then you'll hear him say, well done. And I don't know how y'all feel about it. Just as soon as my feet strike Zion, I'm going to find my place before that rainbow circle throne. I don't want to do any of the stuff that a lot of people talk about doing. I don't care nothing about streets of gold. I don't care nothing about walls of jasper. I don't care nothing about gates of pearls. I don't want to bathe my feet in the crystal blue waters of the river of life or sit beneath the shade of the tree of life. I don't want to do none of that. I got one item on my agenda. I want to find my place before that rainbow circle throne. And I want to bow down at the nail-pierced feet of he who sits on the throne. And forever, I just want to thank him. I want to thank him for saving me. I want to thank him for blessing me, for picking me up and turning me around and taking my feet on solid ground. I want to thank him. I used to say 10,000 years times 10,000 years, and I discovered that ain't long enough. And now I say eternity times eternity. I want to thank him. Yes, I do. I wish I had 1,000 languages. I wish I had 1,000 tongues. I use them all to tell them thank you. If I were Chinese, I'd say Odia. If I were Portuguese, I would say Obrigado.
If I were Japanese, I would say, Domo Arigato. If I were Russian, I'd say Spasibo. If I were French, I'd say Merci beaucoup. If I were Spanish, I'd say Muchos gracias. If I were Kenyan, I'd say Eche Pupo or Moro Pad. If I were deaf or dumb, I would just sign. Hey, but since I am who I am, and since I know what I know, and since I feel what I feel, I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, you've been good to me, thank you. I want to spend my day in the service of the King. He's been good to me. I'm supposed to be dead, sleeping in my grave, and here I am in Chicago talking to these wonderful people. God's been good to me. And I want to serve them till I die. My encouragement to you is, if you want to do the extraordinary, you just have to start where you are. You just have to use what you have. You just have to do what you can. The message is yours. Are you here today? You're a child of God, but you haven't been faithful, haven't been useful, haven't been productive in the service of the King. Come on. Don't make me beg you to do what you know you ought to do. Come on, get your business right with God. He ain't finished with you. Don't you be finished with Him. You're here today and you're not a Christian. You've never named the name of Jesus. The best gift you can give to yourself is Jesus. He'll be a friend to you. Won't He? Won't He? He'll be a friend to you if you'll say yes to Him. By faith in Jesus Christ, by repenting of your sins, by confessing Jesus to be the Son of God, and by being baptized in water for the remission of your sins, you can be a child of God even tonight. You'll go home from this place with God on your side. And I declare, I wouldn't step out these doors if I didn't have God. This is a crazy world. I said, this is a crazy world. And baby, you better get you some backup. Am I right about it? You better get you some backup. This world is too big for you and I. We need God. Come on, claim him today, will you? I know we stand the same. Come on.
Number 5, are you?